and the final question.
I'm sorry, there seems to be something wrong with my iPod at the moment, yeah, where it skips twice when I press it.
It is a bit old.
What is?
The iPod.
Oh yeah, it's centuries
old. It's getting
old,
mate.
Yeah, so...
But that was meant to be a jingle there, and then you played another song.
Yeah, I tried to play two jingles then, and neither of them worked. So I'm going to chuck my iPod against the wall now.
Yeah, it probably should.
Like Chris Miles.
Probably for the best.
It's probably for the best, yeah. Talking of things that are the best...
Yeah.
The Oscar nominations came out today, Finn. So, what do you think... Without knowing what the Oscar nominations are, what do you think the best film's going to be?
George Clooney and that the best film he's in.
What? What film?
Are you talking about
the Ides
nominations?
Yes.
But no, what do you think? Not the Ides of March, the like trans...
Descendant.
Transcendent.
Descendant.
The Descendant.
Well, I'll tell you what the best pictures are.
No, the Descendants. There's a, I'm going to say it. I'm going to guess. War Horse. That one about Thatcher.
No.
Oh, Iron Lady's not in it?
No.
Right, okay. War Horse. The Descendants. The Artist.
Yeah. So that's 3 out of 8, Finn. Do you want to keep on going?
No, I can't.
Because some of these even I haven't heard of.
Go on.
Moneyball.
Yeah, of course.
You don't know what Moneyball is, do you?
Never heard of that. It's about rugby or American football or something like that?
No, I think it's about baseball. Tree of Life, which is...
About trees.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Midnight in Paris, Woody Allen film.
What? Why is there a Woody Allen film?
Because he made it this year.
Is he still alive?
Is he still alive?
I didn't realise he was still alive. I'm not even lying.
The Help, Hugo.
Hugo, yeah. I've heard about that.
And Extremely Loud. So what do you think is going to win out of that?
Oh, The Artist.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's so innovative.
What?
It's a renaissance of an older period.
Yeah, that's very eloquently put, Finn.
Yeah.
Okay, best actors. There are two I didn't know, but there's
George Clooney.
It's a heavyweight, Clooney, Pitt, and Oldman. Gary Oldman for Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Oh yeah, of course. Great guy.
Yeah. I reckon he should win.
Yeah.
He deserves to win.
I reckon George Clooney will.
Actresses. Now, guess which actress is in here?
Helen Mirren.
No, but the other one who's a bit like Helen Mirren, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
For her part of Margaret Thatcher.
No, it's called The Iron Lady, mate.
No, it's called. No, she's playing Margaret Thatcher, though.
Oh, yeah, but in the film, The Iron Lady.
So they don't just call her The Iron Lady, though, do they?
Yeah, I do. This is gripping radio. Come on.
Davis. Viola Davis, Glenn Close, and for Albert Nobbs.
Albert what?
For the film Albert Nobbs.
Albert Nobbs.
Glenn Close for the film Albert Nobbs.
What's that film about?
It's about Albert and his knobs.
And his knobs. Alright.
Yeah, but I want to talk to you, Nashley, we'll talk to you about it after a song.
Which is
You're the City. Finn, this is not a depressing song.
Sorry. It's probably the most joyous song I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, alright, let's try and listen to a jingle now.
My name's Mitch Kona. When I'm not fighting in Vietnam, I listen to Corey and Cleverly on Sauce FM.
So that was Mitch Kona there telling you to listen to our show.
I can't believe we got an endorsement from Mitch Kona.
We did this last time, Finn.
You said,
I can't believe we got an endorsement from Mitch Kona.
And it still doesn't shock me.
Why are you doing this?
I still can't believe it, mate.
No, neither can I. I'll tell you what else I can't believe, Finn. So Link, this is a Link radio show.
Yeah.
I can't believe that Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2 only got 3 nominations.
Only 3?
But they're in categories...
But I don't like that part too much.
They're in categories no one cares about.
Like best CGI.
Art, direction, visual effects, yeah, and makeup.
And makeup?
Makeup's just
for Voldemort.
Ralph Fiennes' nose.
How does he get rid of his nose?
I don't know, maybe they chop it off and then put it back on for
No, 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 come on, seriously.
Come on, CGI. Or just squashing it down.
It's, yeah, but that...
He but then that would act. Make him speak like this.
Yeah, he'd be like, Voldemort. And I'm Voldemort. That wouldn't work.
Would he? Okay.
You'll come to die, Harry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alright. So after this shock announcement that they won't win any awards for their multi-billion pound selling franchise, I turned to Twitter for people's reactions.
Yeah.
Harry Potterings says, no Harry Potter, all in capitals. Excuse me while I vada cadavra all these stupid models.
Wow.
And then before it, they said, I will crucio every last muggle who didn't vote for Harry Potter.
Muggle sounds rude, doesn't it? It sounds like a sort of racist term.
Well, it is in the context of the book.
It does sound... It sounds even muggles. Even when muggles themselves call themselves muggles, it sounds racist.
No, but he's obviously a wizard.
Oh, yeah, he's obviously a wizard.
Otherwise, why would he have had a cadaver?
Yeah, how would he be able to have a cadaver?
Also, someone said, what does Harry Potter have to do to win an Oscar?
Be good.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, I enjoyed part one, definitely.
Be worthy to win an Oscar, maybe?
It's not very... The books themselves have won awards.
Mm.
But I don't think the films merit awards.
They're no Lord of the Rings.
They aren't Lord of the Rings, are they?
But I've seen Lord of the Rings, because it's rubbish.
You're a dick, aren't you? No, the Lord of the Rings are a different sort of film, I think.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen them, so I wouldn't know. And also, I don't get why Harry Potter was left out when kids' films, i.e. Hugo and The Artist...
Kids' films?
Yeah, because The Artist is a kids' film.
Yeah, because kids love silent films, don't they?
They love silent, the black and white films.
They're all the rage with kids at the moment.
Got 11 and 10 nominations. And then, just with Artist, not a kid film. Harry Potter got more nominations than Drive, which is most people's film of the year.
Was it released snubbed. This year, Drive?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't released this year, it was released last year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But then who cares?
Who does cares?
What have I got? Oh, yeah. All right, let's play you another song. So, yeah, let's play you. Yoshimi Battles of Pink Robots.
Tune.
I am your father. Oh hey, I'm Darth Vader, and when I'm not destroying galaxies, I listen to Curry and Cleverly on Source FM.
That was, Leary.
I don't even know what you're laughing at, because I didn't hear you. But,
Mr. Joke.
Is it hilarious?
Yeah.
Right, that was shame I missed it. Why don't you repeat it on air, Jack? Okay.
No, because it was a... You had to be there. That was Pale Blue Eyes by
Lee Reed.
Yeah.
And you said you got that from the movie Zombieland?
No.
Adventureland. It's got the same Jesse Eisenberg in Zombieland, though.
It's got Mark Zuckerberg in it.
Have you seen Zombieland?
Yes, twice.
When they kill Bill Murray?
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny when Bill Murray dies.
It's always good when Bill Murray dies.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
I get a warm feeling inside. No, I don't. What do you think I was going to say? Jack.
Okay. Finn, do you know much about American politics? No, is the answer.
No.
Do you know who Barack Obama is?
Lives in the White House. I know he's important. I know he's a president.
Name me five American presidents.
George Washington.
One.
Barack Obama.
Two.
Bill Clinton.
Three.
George Nixon.
Who's George Nixon?
Richard Nixon. And then... Your boy...
George W.
Bush.
Yeah. Name me 10.
Then you got your boy... What's he called? Abram? No.
What? Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln.
Do you want me to help you out here?
No. Abraham Lincoln... Frost?
No.
No. Frost. Kennedy.
Frost was Kennedy. The one who Kennedy. Had an interview with Nixon.
Kennedy.
Kennedy, yes. Three more.
Oh, so hard.
Okay, who's George Bush's dad?
Oh, other George Bush.
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
And then we've got two more.
Who's the one before George Bush? His name begins with R.
I don't know him.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, yeah.
Reagan, obviously.
So now I've only got one left, which is... Can't think of
the one. Most famous president ever. Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. There we are.
There, you did
got
it,
Finn. I got all
with
10.
No help at all.
No help.
Did we just do that on air?
Yeah, we
did. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, so are you going to be following the American election when it comes around this year?
No, because I don't care.
Well, you should care, Finn. Because if these American presidential nominees, or potential nominees, have their way, Mitt Romney, he pays less tax than most Americans, and he has $200 billion.
Legend.
He is deeply embedded in the 1%.
Yeah.
There's Rick Santorum, who is a Bible basher, who equates being gay to bestiality or incest.
cool guy.
So he could be president.
Rick Perry. I heard he's a dick.
Rick Perry. Yeah. What was it he said? Now,
he said something about...
I'm not ashamed to be a Christian in a Christian country with 80% Christians.
Yeah.
And, but there's... You don't need to tell me there's something wrong when gays can serve in the military, but children aren't allowed to draw a cross in school or something.
Yeah, that I don't. He's an arsehole.
Yeah,
straight up.
They're all arseholes.
Straight up.
And then Newt Gingrich, who doesn't want gay marriage while he is married to his third wife, because he believes in the sanctity of marriage.
Cool guy.
He divorced his first wife while she was being treated for cancer in hospital.
Well, nah, he's a legend. He's a cool guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, and he's cool.
He's called Newt as well.
Newt. So it's sort of.
And he looks like a monster out of Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, he personifies Newt.
He says a bit of a knobhead. So who do you want to win out then?
Ooh, Obama again.
Yeah, exactly.
He's alright, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's not going to lose either. Why? Because these people are just idiots.
Why would he
lose?
You
have to be really stupid if.
Yeah, but most. You voted for those. Most people. Americans just go just on the party, don't they? They don't really care about.
Yeah,
what
but
the
it's
people
a swing.
Like.
It's the swing voters who are going to decide it. Oh. And they're not going to vote for Rick Santorum, who thinks that gays should be killed, basically.
Yeah, well, I doubt they do that.
No, but he does say that.
Jacket is America.
He also says that people who got raped should have their baby.
Yeah, yeah, no, I've heard about that.
And
there's some dicks in the world, isn't there, Jack?
There's some massive dicks.
There's some massive dicks in the world.
Which brings us on to Last Night by The Strokes.
Oh yeah, of course. That was a song chosen by Jack.
That was Nightfall from the... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. That was Nightfall on the
Drive album.
Kavinsky and Love Fox on the Drive album.
Which has been nominated for Best Sound Editing.
So best Sound Editing?
That's a good thing there.
Was there a lot of sound. Car screeches in that?
Not really. Well, they did it like really well, where they basically had all the chases with the view from inside his car. So there were no like Fast and Furious screeching around corners. It was just viewing from his point of view.
POV driving, like you're in a game, basically.
Basically,
that's cool, isn't it?
Honestly, he doesn't speak for most of the film.
Why not?
He's a driver. He's like basically the man with no name, but with a car.
I need to watch this film. Did you see it at the cinema? We got in D for some shit.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that a sweet film?
It is a really good film.
And who's in it? Who's acting?
Ryan Gosling.
Is that the one that all the girls love?
Yeah.
Because he's really kind to women.
Well, I don't know about that. Kerry Mulligan, though.
Who's
she's
that?
Good.
She a hottie?
She was in an Education.
She a hottie?
They got the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I think I know the one.
Yeah, he's a car... He's a, like, a dealer ownership.
Isn't he
guy.
In Breaking Bad? Have you seen Breaking Bad? He's the same guy.
He's also in World War Z.
Is he?
Which was the film that we were going to be in.
Exciting.
Until they decided not to use me.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's play a song. And then talk... Some more, guys. So last time me and Jack did this show, it was before Christmas.
It was 2 days before the day before Christmas.
So it was a heck of a long time ago.
It was a heck of a long time ago.
It was. A real heck.
So we need to tell you about how our Christmases went. Mine was fine. How was yours, Finn?
Mine was awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
Well, it was Boxing Day. And we were just finishing...
Set the scene.
Well, it was Boxing Day. We were finishing our...
What was the weather like?
Cold. Sort of like... It wasn't that cold. It was like 10 degrees.
Really?
Yeah. It was quite warm.
So it was quite warm on Boxing Day.
Yeah, it was warm on Boxing Day.
But it was about to get warmer.
It's about to get a lot hotter. no, we were sitting down for tea, and the dog started barking, and she doesn't usually bark when it's tea, because she knows we're not going to let her out the house.
Yeah.
This is my grandma's house, by the
way. So you're going, wow, what's this about?
Yeah, what's all this about? After about 5 minutes, her grandma got up to let her out, and as she was letting the dog out, saw that half the house was on fire.
Oh my God.
It was nuts. And Yeah, there was a huge fire, and I was the one who called 999 as well.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, according to second sources that I've heard from, you were cool and calm, collected, just...
Yeah.
Hey, 999.
I was like, yeah, I'll have fire. But then, and then my mum was like shouting, like, it's serious! Like that. And so it was quite hard to get the message across. And so the person ended up thinking it was just like in a coal shed. But it wasn't. It was half the house.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily there was enough engines.
And luckily there was a nice next door neighbour who helped you.
Nick Hancock, a famous guy.
Who was it?
He's on Question Sport and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives next door, and we went over to his house. And I think it's quite funny because the fireman...
Was it funny?
The fireman...
I doubt they thought it was
wanted
funny.
To go see the Stoke City game.
Yeah.
And they Nick Hancock's a big supporter of Stoke City.
Mm-hmm.
And so Nick Hancock was there watching Stoke on TV.
Yeah.
With the firemen. And I imagine the firemen are really happy about that because they watched Stoke
City
with a famous
guy. Nick Hancock
sounds
like a man of the people.
He is a man of the people.
He's like, hey, I'm Nick Hancock.
Hey guys,
you
come to my
fire
house.
In your house. Come to my house.
I'll sort it out.
You want some football?
He came over with
an
fire
axe.
Extinguisher. Did nothing. it was good at
did
the
he climb into your house bare chested and save a child, a screaming child from the window?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But it sucks though because there's so many antiques and stuff and they're all burnt.
Mm.
Yeah, priceless stuff.
That's the thing with wood.
It's the thing with wood, Jack, isn't it? Yeah. What I've noticed about wood is sometimes it can burn.
It's
set alight.
Yeah. When there is a spark,
it usually
or
burns.
A flame near it.
Yeah.
It can burn. And that happened to the half of your grandparents' house.
Yeah. It wasn't cool. It wasn't
How's
cool.
How's it going now then? A month on?
They're living in a rented house. It's not good. And they're starting to repair the new
the old
Nick house.
Do you reckon Nick Hancock set the fire up just so he could have some friends around his house?
It wouldn't surprise me. They had no idea how it started as well. There was half a ton of coal in there, but there's no actual way to make a spark because the electrics are still fine.
Mm.
But there was decomposing fertiliser.
So there's basically everything you need for a full-scale fire.
Mm. But
you just need something to light it off.
Yeah,
and it did light off on Boxing Day, and that was very bad. But still, it's lucky you weren't in that part of the house.
Well, it's lucky we're all in the house.
Mm.
Thinking about it. Because, lucky it wasn't, like, in the middle of the night as well.
Mm.
Imagine that.
I was in rage till morning.
Yeah, it really would have.
Woulda, coulda, didn't.
Right, this is a song by Foles called Blue Blood.
Is it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I just started it halfway through. Blue Blood by
Foles. Foliage.
Blue Blood.
That's a foliage going on there.
Blue Blood,
yeah.
You blood.
Talking of, yeah, we have something Finn's going to do.
Talking of words.
Yeah.
How about I tell
something?
We're going
to speak some.
So,
we'll go on then.
I've got a list here of the stupidest ways people have got stinking rich.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. And they're really unimpressive. This guy here is called doesn't have a name. Oh no, he's called Jason Sadler. Right, he earns about $3 million a year or something stupid like that. All he does is he gets given T-shirts by people to wear.
Really?
Yeah.
Given T-shirts.
He gets paid to wear a T-shirt. So the first day of the year costs $1. During second cost $2 and so forth. So by the end of the year, he's earning £360, £365 just to wear one T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. A day.
But then the price has gone up every year, and he's had to employ four other people to wear T-shirts for him.
I bet they don't get paid as much as him.
Probably not. But that is a crazy way of making money.
Yeah.
You wouldn't.
I bet he's proud of his life work.
Yeah, he's proud. It's quite clever though.
Yeah,
it's like he's a walking ad space, isn't he?
It's a bit of a cheat code, isn't it?
Yeah, cheat code to life. Right, this is the one I heard about.
It's a pizza.
Pizza.com. This guy bought pizza.com back in 1994 when he heard about the internet. And then about 4 years ago, he sold it for $2.6 million. Just the domain name.
I'd
pizza.com.
Have thought he got more than that.
What, $2.6 million?
Yeah, because if someone wants pizza.com...
No, but no one's going to pay that much.
Ten... Well, some did. I would have thought like 10 million or something.
Well, vodka.com,
yeah,
that was 3 million.
Didn't someone have like harrypotter.com before Warner Brothers did it?
I don't know, probably.
And then Warner Brothers sued the pants off them and said, give
it
here.
That's just a name. Anyone can have that name.
Mm. But they wanted it for their film. I don't know. Because you're not allowed to use Harry Potter's name. I know, it's rubbish.
You're not allowed. Yeah, you must be able to.
Yeah!
It's just the name.
Yeah!
Come on. They need to stop being so strict. What else is there? Some guy caught one of them American baseball balls.
One of them golf American baseballs.
And he sold that for 3 million.
Wow.
That's pretty was impressive.
It like all he did Super Bowl final?
All he did was manage to just catch a ball, and he got $3 million from it. Dollars.
Good luck if you can get it.
Someone found a copy of the Declaration of Independence for £2.48 and sold it for $477,000.
You get millions for that, though.
And one guy started working for Google as a chef.
Yeah.
And they got given shares when they started, and he sold his shares for $26
million. Oh, that's awesome.
Imagine that. Imagine just being that lucky. And then someone's won the lottery 5 times as well.
You make your own luck, though. Lottery 5 times?
Yeah. And, like, overall, she's, like, earned about 50 million.
Yeah, there are people who win the lottery once and get 100 million.
But imagine winning it 5 times. What's the odds of that?
The odds are 5 times less. I don't know, like, you're more likely to die in the week leading up to the lottery than actually win the lottery.
Yeah.
So times that by 5. You're 5 times more likely to die. What?
What? But yeah, but that's a crazy feat of
that's madness, Finn.
Crazy feat of buying. But I guess once you win the lottery, you've got enough money to buy a lottery ticket and just put a sequence of numbers down.
Once you win the lottery 4 times,
you could buy like a million. You could buy a million lottery tickets.
Am I going to really bother doing this?
And just write down loads of different numbers and just do what you want.
Indeed.
And all that might be illegal, mightn't it? You're allowed to do that? Buy more than
one? Yeah.
One.
Yeah, I know someone who bought like 10, and they thought, oh, this is it, this is me rich, and then they didn't get any.
I still haven't bought one. I bought a scratch card once. I earned my money back, and that was it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not very fun. You can't get addicted to them, apparently.
I know, yeah. That's what I haven't bought any.
My friend once spent £30 on them and won £5 back.
It's like, yes! £5!
Yes!
That'll get me 5 more scratch cards.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Touch Me, feat. Yasmin.
Anyway.
By Jamie XX.
Okay. If I let you go and feel like me, you gon' have to play this one more time. You know it feels right. Take a little higher. I'm taking it. That was Jamie XX with Yasmin. That was rubbish.
Touch Me. I like the tune at the beginning.
What did you say to me?
It's called Touch Me.
Alright, it's called Touch Me.
Yeah. I wasn't asking to touch me, Jack.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, this has been us on the radio.
We've got to go now because Finn has to go down to the bus station and get a bus home.
Yeah, unfortunately. But it's been really nice having you guys.
It's been really nice having you guys not listen to us.
And we'd like to put on a random track so that...
Alison Krauss and Union Station.
Something for you guys to remember us by.
Is it good?
I don't know. I've never heard it. What is it?
It's Alison Krauss and Union Station. Bye.
Cheers.
Just a turn.